Good evening, everybody. This evening's shiur for Parshas Mishpatim is being presented in commemoration of the yahrzeit of the grandfather of Yerucham Rosenberg, Avram Moshe, Rabbi Yisrael HaKohen. His yahrzeit is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tonight is the first night of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mishnichas Adar, Marv Mesimcha, and the Shom Hashem Aliyah. The Parshas this week, Parshas Mishpatim, concludes with information relating to the events of Mamon Har Sinai. Most of those events were described already in last week's Sedra in Parshas Yisro, along with the Aseres HaDibros, but here in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, there's also a presentation of some of the dinim of, or some of the events of Mamon Har Sinai. So we look in the first source, Shmos Parak Chof Dalet, part of starting post of Gimel. Whatever Moshe writes, Apelam, it's called Divrei Hashem, it's called Mishpatim, right? Moshe came down, he related all of the laws and all the Mishpatim and all the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the post of Dalet, Vayichtov Moshe, it's called Divrei Hashem. Moshe wrote everything down, right? Everything that happened up until that point was written down by Yichtov Moshe. And by Ashkem Abok, he got up early in the morning, he gave him Mizbeach, and he built the Mizbeach with 12 altars commemorating or corresponding to the 12 Shiftei Yisrael. And they brought various different karbonas at that occasion. And then, Moshe chatzi hadam, Moshe took half the dam, you know, from the animals, and vayosem ba'agonos, he put it in some sort of containers. That's yet chatzi hadam, the other half, zorak ha'mizbeach, he sprinkled ha'mizbeach in association with the karbonas. And Pasuk Zayin, vayikach sefer habris, he took the sefer habris, and he read it to the people, and that's what they say, Nas of Inishma. You want to remember where Nas of Inishma is? It's in Shmos 24:7, Perkov Dal Pasuk Zayin, right? It says Nas of Inishma. And then Pasuk Ches, Vayikach Moshe Sadom, Vayizor Kalam, and Vayomar, Hinei Dam Abisa, Shere Koris, Shemon Chem, I'll call it Varma Eilis. So those are the events at Mamad HaSinai. Rashi tells us in the second source, Perkov Dal Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Moshe Chad Sadom, Mi Chilko, Malach Vav, Chilko, how did he get exactly half? So Malach helped him find, and it was put in some kind of containers, some which was be sprinkled on the people, and some which was on his back. The second half of that Rashi, Diba Masa Bagonos and Posek Vav, is important for us. It says, Mikan Lomdu Rabosenu, Shenichnes Rabosenu Labris, Bemila Utvila Vartzos Domi. From here, Chazal derived that this event, this episode, which was for the purpose of creating the bris. This is when the Jewish people became Jewish. This was basically a mass conversion of all the Jewish people. Now they become Am Hashem and they accept the Torah and so on and so forth. So the entry into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the pasuk. You know, it says, look at the last pasuk in source one in Perek Chav Dal pasuk Ches. This is a bris. This is a covenant which Hashem is establishing here at Har Sinai in connection with all of these mitzvahs and all these dinim that we've been discussing over the last couple of sedras, right? So that's this is a bris, and the book is called the Sefer HaBris. And so the Rashi tells me, Kan Lamda Rosenu, Shenichnas Rosenu, Bris Bemila, Tvila, Vartzos Damim. Three things happen: Bris Mila, Tvila, that's immersion in a mikveh, and Vartzos Damim, sprinkling dam, which means karbonas. Ain hazoah below tvila. Who said anything about tvila? Nothing mentioned about a mikveh, but we have hazoah, as we'll see. Sprinkling is always accompanied by tvila, and since the dam was sprinkled on him, as it says in pasuk vav, v'chatzi adam zorak. The agonis pasuk ches va'izok alam. He sprinkled the va'ikach Moshe sadam va'izok alam. He sprinkled the blood on the people, so that requires hazoah. We'll come back to that point. What's the Sefer HaBris? That's the Torah. Not the whole Torah. The whole Torah wasn't written yet. People make a mistake. They think the Jewish people got the Torah at Har Sinai, which they did. But that doesn't mean they got the whole Torah at Har Sinai, and then you could just roll a few columns later and see what's going to happen tomorrow. The whole Torah wasn't written like that. They couldn't see, oh, you know what? There's so much to tell Korach not to start up. You know what's going to happen? It's going to be swallowed up in the oval because we rolled ahead. We looked ahead. No. Only was written, it says Rashi, Mibracious, Admat, and Torah, Omitzus, and Savamora. What was written at the Torah at that time was everything that happened from Bereshis up until that point, till Matan Torah, and the mitzvahs that were given then, and the few mitzvahs were given in Mora, and so on. And Vayizork, what's Vayizork? Inyan Hazor, where the Targum says, what was the Hazor? Vizork alay madbecha lechapara alama. This was a form of kapara carbon. Okay, good. So the key point for us right now is that the Bnei Yisrael entered the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. That's what these psukim are talking about. Through three steps, bris mila, tvila, and a carbon. Now, later on in the Chumash, the pasuk in Parsha Shlach, Perek Tes Vav, and B'midbar, starting pasuk Yedalet, a convert, right? He has to bring a certain carbon. So it says in Pasuk Tezvav there, Hakol Chuka Achas Lachem Elager Hagar B'Chukas Olam Dorosechem Kochem Kager Yeh Lifnei Hashem and Torah Achas Mishpat Echad Yelachem Elager Hagar Etchem. That's Pesukim. Now they're talking about a local matter there, which is not our topic. However, the Gemara increases Daf Tesam Aleph, source number 4, Rebbe. Yudanasi, Rebbe has a drusha based on a phrase there in Parak Tezvav Pasuk Tezvav. It says, Hakol Chuka Achas Lachem Bilager Hagor. Okay. And then it says at the end of the Pasuk, Kochem Kager. What does that mean? Like you, so too the converts. So from here, Rebbe has a drusha. Okay. Chazal, source 4, decreases Testament Aleph. Rebbe Omer, Kochem Kavosechem. Ma Avosechem Lomikmasul Bris Elabemila Utvila Varatos Dam. Just like our ancestors at Mamad Har Sinai entered the bris with a Kaddish Baruch Hu through three things, Mila, Tvila, and Artzos Dam, Avheim lo yichnasu lebris, ela b'milo tvila v'artzos dam. So too, converts in the future are to enter the bris with a Kaddish Baruch Hu if they wish to convert through these same three processes, Mila, Tvila, and Artzos Dam. That's the equation that Rebbe drew us. Since Mamad Har Sinai was, in effect, the conversion of Klal Yisrael, their entry into the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these three were component parts of the process of the bris, of the process of the conversion, so to speak. So from then on, and that's the din, anyone who wishes to convert to Judaism has to undergo these three same processes. And Rashi explains, where do we see Mila Tvila Artzos Dam before it should come on? So indeed, the Gemara later on, the Testament of same Daf, later in the page 6, Omar Mar, Ma'abo Seichem L'Nichol Bris Etzela. How do we know? How do we know that all these three things were part of the original Bris when the Jewish people became the Am Hashem? So Bishlama Mila Dichsiv Kimulam Hayu Kol Amayotim. We know that there was Bris Mila because there's a Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, I printed in source 7, Perek Hei Pasuk Hei in Yehoshua, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so there was a commandment by Yehoshua to do another mass meal on the people then, and because it says Kimulim Hayu Kola Amayotzim, all the people who had come out of Mitzrayim were circumcised and had a bris, they were all dead of it. This is 40 years later, Yehoshua, and therefore B'cholam Yelodim Amidbar, those who were born along the way, they didn't have a bris meal. Now, what's going on in Yehoshua is not our issue right now, other than to say that it's clear from that pasuk that Kimulim Hayu Kola Amayotzim, all the people got a bris when they came out. That's what the Gemara explains. Okay, so therefore, part of the process was a bris milah. Ina mehocha, or there's another pasuk in Yechezkel, famous psukim. We actually say these psukim at a bris, okay, and we also say it. I got it. Yechezkel parak tazayin, starting pasuk vav. Whoever alayach varech mishvoseses b'damayach, v'om alach b'damayach chayi, v'om alach b'damayach chayi, and was ever brin to a bris. No, it's right. The whole tzibur answers that. And Pasuk Zayin is in the Haggadah, Revovach Kitzemach Tzorin Esatich, Vatirbi, Vatikli, Vatavoy, Vadi Adayim, Shadayim Nechonu, Vesorech Tzimech, Vat Eirom, Eir, you'll come back to that. And again, in Pasuk Ches, Vorev Alayach, Vorech, Vinei, Eitech, Eiz Dodim, and so on. So these psukim in Yechezkel also seem to imply that there was a bris when they came out of Mitzrayim. How do you imply anything like that? So Rashi says, one second, in Christ's Testament, of Kol Ama Yotzim, B'Shas Yitzyotzim Bolu. Okay, how do we see from the other pasuk? It says bidomayich in plural, bidomayich chayi. Why bidomayich in the plural? Rashi says the Gemara's drasha is dam pesach v'dam mila. When they came out of Mitzrayim, they had dam pesach and dam mila, dam pesach and dam mila. Okay, so therefore that's the source. Back to the Gemara in one second. So you have one of two possible sources, but there was certainly bris mila in the aftermath of Yitzis Mitzrayim on the way to get the Torah. How do we know Hartzah's Domim? How do we know that there was carbon? Well, that's easiest. To see our Pasuk here, back in Source 1, here in Parash Mishpatim. By Yishlach Hasnar Ben Esau, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk. We look back at Pasuk Hey in Perkhov Dalar Shmo, Source 1, the third Pasuk. By Yishlach Hasnar Ben Esau, by Alu Olos, by Yizbuchuz Vachem Shlomim. It says they brought carbonas. That's easy one. They brought carbonas. And Habat Ela Tvila Minayin, who says there was Tvila in the Mikveh? The answer is Dichsiv Vayikach Moshe Chati Adam Vayishokalam. That's Pasuk Ches. Like I said before, Moshe sprinkled the blood on the people, and we have a tradition: Ein Hazor Ein Hazor below Tefila. You can't have Hazor sprinkling without there being Tefila in advance. Okay, Tosus there increases that testament office verse 10. Tosus says, apparently they circumcised themselves. Dichsiv Kimulim Hayu Kolam Krisha Molo Atzmi Tzias Mitzrayim. Okay, now the problem is, but many of them were already circumcised. What do you mean? They had a bris mila and they came. They were Lechora, many of them had a bris mila in Egypt. So Tosa says, yeah, but even those who were Nimol since the days of Avram, right, since the previous days, lo molo osam b'tzis Mitzrayim mikom. They didn't do a bris mila in Tzis Mitzrayim. They already had the bris mila, but still, when they did it for the purpose of likanes b'bris hamokom libado mishar umos v'gam ki ato tivlo v'gam ki ato tavlo. So in other words, they were doing it in anticipation, so to speak, in anticipation. All right. There's a Rashi in Yevamos earlier, Mem Vav of an Aleph, where it says, "Bavosenu Shemolo, Bimei Moshe, Kishiyotsu Mitzrayim, Viyotsu Miklal Bnei Noach." Until now, they were all Bnei Noach, right? They were like any other descendant of Noach. But now they removed themselves from the status of being Bnei Noach, Lekabel HaTorah, Lekabel HaShchina. They did a bris mila. The Ramban elaborates the Ramban and the Chidushim there in Yevamos Mem Vav Amud Aleph 13. I'm sorry, 12. Shekein Matzino, and so he quotes Rashi, and he says that's what the Gemara means there in Krisus, that the Mila is because of when they came out of Mitzrayim. The only thing is, says the Ramban on the third line, but wait a minute. That just says they had a bris when they came out of Mitzrayim. How's that connected to Mount Torah? That's a bris when they came out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to prove that when they got the Torah at Mamet HaSinai, they had these three things, Mila, Tvila, and Karban. Okay, Karban's easy one. Tvila we'll have to talk about. Mila, they had a Mila, good. But that had a Mila when the time Yitzis Mitzrayim, right? So he said, what's it got to do with Matan Torah? All right, so he says, "Ve'efsha shemisha she'omar lahem Moshe kol orei lo yochal bal molo atzma o'etifa dam bris min hamulim al menas likane b'mitzazu me'ata tachas kanfeshin v'kavaleim kol mashi tzavim." Okay, take a look in Parshas Bo, Perikid Beis of Shmos, Pasuk Memches 13. Regarding the Korban Pesach, what does it say at the end of the Pasuk? B'chol orel lo yochobo. Orel means uncircumcised. An uncircumcised male is not permitted to eat the meat from the Korban Pesach. And that was given in Mitzrayim yet, right? The original Korban Pesach. So says the Ramban, Mistoma, when they heard that an orel can't participate. So then they did the Bris Mila then. And they did the bris mila, or they had a bris mila, they did what's called a tafas dam bris. We'll come back to that. They drew blood from that part of the body, even though there's no circumcision because it was cut off already, the foreskin for those people who did. We'll come back to that. So that's what Ramban says, but that was all done for the purpose of a mitzvah. So that connects, in that sense, to Matan Torah. Then he also mentions that the Mechilta has a passage, Hara Bas Mecharish Omer, the Pasuk in Cheskel, of Avar Alayach Verech, and so on. He said, what does it mean in that Pasuk? The last of those two, Yechezkel, source 8, Perak Tazayin, Pasuk Ches. Hine itech eis dodim. What does it mean? Eis dodim. Hine itech eis dodim. Higia shavua shenishba kadosh baruch hu l'Avraham Avinu shugal es bonam. The time has come for kadosh baruch hu to keep his shavua to Avraham Avinu, and he's going to redeem his descendants. That's what's going on. But the problem was in the previous Pasuk, it said, v'at eron v'erya. You're naked. You're bare. And what does that mean? You're bare from mitzvahs. You have no mitzvahs. I want to take the mitzvah out of Mitzrayim, but they have no mitzvahs on their side. So therefore, what happened? Nasan lama kadosh baruch hu shtei mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Pesach, mitzvahs Mila. She's asked b'hem k'dei sheyigalu. And that's b'damai chayi. B'damai chayi, right? Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. They had those mitzvahs available. So now the Bnei Yisrael, so that connects to Matan Torah because they were doing it for the sake of these mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs will be followed by many, many others in the time of Matan Torah. So therefore, it's acceptable to say that the Geirus, so to speak, of Har Sinai required Bris Mila as well. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Moshe, that's the Rambam. Rabbeinu Moshe says that Mila was in Mitzrayim because of Kol Orel Yochel Bo. Okay? But again, and by the way, the only ones who didn't need it were the Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, they were all gemalt already, because the Pasuk says in Parashat Zos HaBrocha, right, the 14, Perek Lamed Gimel Dvarim, Pasuk Ches, or Levi Omar, right, by what, a whole bunch of things about Levi. And the end of Pasuk Ches says, Ubris Choyin Soru. They kept the bris. So they had to do something called a Tufas Dam Bris. Anyway, that's how Ramban spells out the events. And that's the Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash and Shmos Rabbah in Parshas Bo, Parshas Yotes, Simon Hay, 15, says, Om Shem Chalafta, Kevan, Sheyotzis, and Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give them the mitzvah of Pesach, and it said, Kolor Leochobo, so they went through the process of bris, except for Shevet Levi. That's where the Rambam gets it from. Okay, all well and good. Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Bo also, Perikud Beis, which most Pasuk Vav, quotes this as well, that they were naked. That's what the Pasuk Yecheskel, the At Erom Eri, they were naked, they were bare of mitzvahs. So he gave them a couple of mitzvahs, but again, it was a warm up, so to speak, for Har Sinai. And we learned from the Damai Chayi that there were two different dams, two different bloods, blood of Korban Pesach and blood of Mila. Rashi Yecheskel, that Pasuk, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Vav in 17, says, that's why it says B'damai Chayi twice. D'mayi chayi, d'mayi chayi. Right? That's one that's Dam Pesach, one is Dam Mila. And, okay, others say it's because the word Damayach is the plural. Yeah, question.
So, even the question is like almost what Rambam was asking. Yeah. There is no, we know from Yeshua and from Othella, the first one, they came Molim, the first one, Dor, was Nimol El Mitzrayim.
Right.
Then Bamidbar, no one milled for Arbaim right. Shana.
Right, right.
That so when the Rav quote Kimulim Mulim him, it's in Givat Arad by Yeshua.
No,
so
that's what happened. Yeah, but it's a Kimulim Kimulim Hayohayotzim. Those who came
right.
out, they were dead already.
Right.
Yeah.
Because 39 years they didn't do right. Milah.
Right.
So how does but so Arambam tried to answer that question? How did we learn that all of them has to be the same thing? This one happened now. Matan Torah, 40 years later, Brit Milah, how do you put them together?
No. So the Matan Torah was just a few weeks after Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Matan Torah. So those people were all had Milah. The people who were at Matan Torah, at Mamet Har Sinai, all had Bris Milah from the Mitzrayim just a few weeks earlier. They're not that long, right? From Pesach to Shavuot. So let's say they did a little bit before Pesach. So it was not that long. It was that the Yeshua was a different story.
That was count as part of
that,
of
that's the late, that's the other bris. That's the bris of Har Griz and Har Eva. That's a different discussion.
Right, but the Mitzrayim is near us.
Yes, that's what Ramban is saying. Yeah, that's what I understand. Okay, so that's in terms of Bris Mila. Good. So so how do we know about Korban? So we said that's a Farish Apostle. That's what about Tefila? So the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Vav Beis 18 says, "Alam Hacha Vayikach Moshe Es Hadam Vayizok Avam." Well, Gemiri means we have a tradition. We have an oral tradition. Alach Moshe Sinai De Ein Hazah Below Tefila. Anytime there's a requirement of Hazah, there is Tefila. And certainly, as Rashi explains in Yevamos Mem Vav Beis 19, when it says in our pasuk, right, the pasuk Vayizrok Alam Perak Kavdal Pasuk Ches says Vayizrok Alam, he sprinkled blood on the people. It means Hazah. That's what Rashi says in 19. Vayizrok Alam is Hazah. So once it's Hazor, so then Hazor had to have Tevila together with it. All right? Rabbeinu Gershom, there in the Krisus, it's printed on Yoram and Aleph in the Krisus, but it's going on the Gemara and Tesmer Aleph. Tevila Minoah, and Dixi Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizuk Alam, Hainu Hazor, Ugmir Dein Hazor, below Tevila. Okay? The Hochi Ksi Vahizor Atar Al Atomei, how do we know that? He quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, by the Paraduma. It says in Bramidra Perkut Test, Pasuk Test 21, Vihiza Tarla Tommy, Bayoma Shri, Shomashri, Vichito Mashri, Vichibes Begadav, and then Virachat Bamayin, Vitar Barad. So together with Vihizo, which is the verb at the beginning of the Pasuk, Hazor, sprinkling, and the end of the Pasuk, you have Virachat. So that's what the Rebbeinu Gershom is saying, the two things go together. That's a written source for our tradition that whenever you have Hazor, it's accompanied by Richitza Bamayin, which is Tvila in a mikveh. Okay, and that's the end, as Rashi says there. Chukas and Berakot Tzvi Test 22. Chito Bamashri is Hu Gemar Tara. So that's the end of the Tahara process. Now there is some discussion we've shown him. I presented it here just to be complete. When you have Hazor and Tfila, which one is first? Because the pasuk that we quote from Chukas and Gershom alludes to makes it look like first Vehiza Tara Tame, and then at the end Barachatz Bamayim. There's Hazor before Tfila. However, Tosis there in Yevamos Mem Vav Amud Beis Yomaso Dein Hazor 23 says Mefarsh Rebbeinu Tam below Tvila Lifnei Hazor. Tvila comes before the Hazor. Kedei Lekabel Hazor. We see right. Tvila comes before the Hazor. That's a preparatory stage, so to speak. And he says that's why the Gemara's lashon is that they went to the Bris Bemila, the Bris when Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bemila Tvila Vahazor's Domin. Okay, Tvila first. All right. Now, he says, for Tumah, there's a second Tvila and so on, but that's not our issue now. The Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon of Shantz, one of the Balei Tosas, in his commentary to Maseches Porah, in Taurus, also in Zohar Kachem, we have his commentary to the Mishnah print on the page. So the Rash in Porah, Perikud Bey, Mishnah in Porah, Perikud Bey, Mishnah Yud, Aleph 24, Dilmasal Abel, who writes, Mechein Hod, Armin Perik, Hacholet, Ugemir, Dein Hazor, Belo Tvila, Mepharish, Chmok, and Abinu Tam, the Hainu Kodem Hazor. Okay, it's got to be before the Hazor. So that's what he says, and he quotes that the Raya also from the Gemara in Krisus. However, not everyone agrees to that. The Meiri in Megillah, Daf Chofman, I'll have talking there about what time of the day you do, Tvila and so on. Divimas HaMishnah Shri is 25, right? Shari Ilu Kodma Tvila Hazor Lo Yotza. If the Tvila comes first, there's not Yotze. Tvila's got, Hazor's got to come first. The Rambam also seems to say that. Okay, that I'm sorry, the Rambam seems to say that the Tvila comes first. The Rambam writes, Perik Yud Aleph of Hilchos Paraduma, Halacha Chof, Mishnah Nitma Beis again, talking about Tomei Meis and so on. So he says that on day three and day seven and so on, and towards the end he says you do the Tefillah, and then after the Tefillah you do the Hazor. Then Mazin Lav L'Mocher. Okay, the Tefillah comes before the Hazor. The Ravid disagrees. He says no. Tovel Acher Hazor. So again, this is the Machlokas to show him what comes first. Because of Mishnah there in Paraduma, Hilchos Paraduma, Perkut Av Halacha Beis 37. The 27, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Kosovenu Shimshon, that's the Rashmi Shans, he quotes from the Tshuva from him, that Rabbeinu Tam held this way and others held that way. The Rambam seems to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So that's a discussion in Rishonim. All right, not our issue right now. We don't have, Hazan or Duma anyway, but bottom line is it emerges that the process was necessary when they, at Har Sinai, they needed to have Mila and Tevila and Carbon. Okay? And again, a Carbon is the most direct one because that's in the Pasuk without any of this fancy lumdas. However, Tosus there in Yavamas, Memvav Mubeis, even Maschel the Ein Hazor below Tevila, and this Sugya 28 writes, 1 second, but Ein Lismol came in the boy Hazor, Hechma Carbon Gerim Zanazer. Okay? How do you have any Gerim today? What Hazor? Who Hazor? What's going on? What? We don't have the Hazor today of the sprinkling, of a dam or anything on people. Okay, or even water, all right? We don't have it today, so what's going on? So Tosa says, don't worry, the Gemara is going to explain it. So the Gemara doesn't exactly deal with that question regarding Hazor. What the Gemara does deal with in the next verse in 29 is the following. You need a carbon, we said, for Geras. So the Gemara asked on Dr. Testament Alpha Increases 29, Elameata, maybe we should not be able to do conversions nowadays because one of the steps of conversion is a carbon. Unfortunately, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we'll have to tell all the Gerim to come back later when the Beis HaMikdash is built. And meanwhile, we should not accept converts. Okay, so why do it? Tak a good kasha. Okay, I mean, if necessary. If it's a necessary step, so we could say, what can we do? We can't accept any Gerim today. So the Gemara answers Amar Rachav Yaakov Ki Aguri Tchem Ger Asher B'Sochem. Okay, he quotes the pasuk which we had back in source number 3, Perek Tesvav of B'Midrash Pasuk Yudalid. It says Ki Aguri Tchem Ger O Asher B'Sochem Lidoroseichem. Okay, and that's what the Rashi. That's the drasha. Okay. Gemara doesn't quote the whole word, but Rashi fills it in. Look at 30. Krisos Testament of Ki Aguri Tchem Ger and so on Lidoroseichem. Afagav the Lekam Mikdash. The word Lidoroseichem means that this possibility of becoming a ger applies at all times, with or without a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pashup Shot. Okay, so Mimele, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you don't need a carbon. All right, and therefore the Gemara says, Tan Rabbon, right? Ger Bismana Zetzark Sheyafrish Rova Lakino. Not that he has exempt from a carbon. He'll have to bring a carbon. Do you want a question?
Oh, okay. Yeah, do we ask that same kind of question on other things that our absence of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't allow us to do?
Well, again, but we don't have we have other things. You have to bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon. But here, what other thing is there that would be absolutely necessary to change the status or something?
You see? Your tummy. It could be a lot of things.
Right. So then we can't do certain things, but that would be a riot. No, you shouldn't be able to come. We can't bring a carbon. So you're out of luck. You can't become a ger. Right. I mean, you're right. There's things we can't do. So if we can't do it, we shouldn't do it either. I think that's the point. No.
But I thought there were certain things that a Baal Keri has to do. There are a lot of things we say you have to do.
We say you remain tamei. So you can do those things when you're tummy. So we're going to see. So the answer is we do accept Gerim, right? At the end of the day, we know that we do. So the Gemara says, because of the Doroseichem and Enacharami. So but I think there is a discussion about other things, too. And on certain things, we push aside. But what I'm trying to say is, the Gemara goes on and says, not that we push it aside. The Ger still has to bring a carbon. He's not going to be able to bring it now because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But he's still mechuyev to bring a carbon. It doesn't hold back his potential to become a ger. But he still has to bring a carbon. Therefore, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, ger bizman hazeh tzarech sheyafrish rova lakino. He has to set aside money to buy his kin, the bird offerings, right? You have to set aside money. That's what Rashi says. Look in the second Rashi in 30. The Cheshibon HaBeis HaMikdash, Yavi Kenny, has to bring the birds. Okay, he's got to set aside money, put it in a drawer, so he can convert. So it's not that he's exempt from bringing the carbon. He doesn't have to bring the carbon before he becomes a ger, but he'll still have to bring the carbon. And by the way, you'll ask the question, Josh, it goes, well, your point, let's say a woman, when she has a baby, supposed to bring a carbon. So she's still chives to bring a carbon. She can't do it right now. So when the Beis HaMikdash are built, so we'll have to bring those carbonas. So that's the same thing here. Okay,
it lives according to the Havamina, but that's the Gemara's answer, the Doros Sechem teaches not Ma'akev, but there's still a Chiyuv, the only thing is
the Gemara says Amar B'Shimon Kfar, second line of 29, Kfar Nimna Allah B'Shimon Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Ubitlo, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai did away with this idea of putting money aside. Okay, and the Gemara says Halacha B'Shimon. Okay, he's right. Okay, because Mivea Takola Shaloy Hanuman, says Rashi, because once you set aside money for the Beis HaMikdash for carbon, you're not allowed to use that money for your own purposes. So we're afraid that the Ger is going to put the money in his drawer, and after 25 years, he's going to forget about it, use it for something else, right? He needs some change for something. He got go upstairs and gets it. So go in and take it out of the drawer. Oh, I forgot that's what it was for, right? So therefore, we're afraid that he's going to be a Takola. So he'll have to bring the carbon, but he doesn't have to set aside the money at the beginning. All right, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez 31. V'zu echad miteisha takana shiskan v'yocham etzaka. This is one of nine, or a certain grouping of nine takanas v'yocham etzaka. One of them is that Gershon is guy, they shouldn't put his money aside because it's going to be a takala. Okay. And Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph Mabez, tells this review, as you want to read inside, we're not going to do it. It's everything we said, the three steps and so on and so forth. There's an interesting tshuva, two interesting tshuvas actually, from the Avni Nezer, the Sacher Jam Rabbi. Tshuvas Avni Nezer, Chelik Aradeus, and Shin Mem Gimel, 33. He says as follows, and he says, the truth is, it's a little bit strange. I mean, and really maybe Yeruchim, that's what you were thinking about. You know, I mean, if in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you had to bring a carbon, and the bring of the carbon was Ma'akev, so why did the law change now? I mean, that's the question, right? He says, if Hartzah's domain, again, sprinkling blood, which means the carbon, is necessary in the Beis HaMikdash stood, okay, so then it should be Ma'akev now also. It's a little strange that the law changed. So the Avnezer says that even then, that's his Chiddush, okay, even then it wasn't absolutely necessary to bring the carbon before the Geirus. That's the Chiddush Avnezer and Oz Gimel over there, that's what he wants to bring out, is that actually, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't necessary. What was necessary was to set aside the money. And he proves, the Lamdash proof, that setting aside the money is the beginning of the step of bringing the carbon. So that's what you had to do in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to set aside the money. As long as you set it aside, okay, so then you've begun the process, so to speak. Because otherwise, he asks, how come the Gemara here is worried that the Ger better set aside some money? Do we say that by other carbonists? Do we say that a person who did a chait, he better set aside some money because in the Beis HaMikdash we were built, that's when the carbon chattas. We don't say that. We don't say other obligatory carbonists that a person has to bring. We don't find the Gemara telling us, oh, you better set aside money. We don't find that. We find it here by a Ger. So he said, Rav Dinez, there's a whole lumdus to demonstrate that the Ger, the setting aside is part of the process. That's why it says it over here. The setting aside is part of the process. That's what he writes in Oz Dalet. Hayna time of the Bishar Chayv Karbonis Ein Mechub LaHafrish Bizman Azem. Nachasheit Ein Yotzei Klal Bafor doesn't accomplish anything. Okay. However, by Ger Shema She'ena Yochel Ein Ma'akev Yotzei Bafroshes Bafkayotzei the Hafrosh are equal. So therefore, that's the lumdus of the Nezer of the Nezer in that tshuva. In the next tshuva, so even in times of the Beis HaMikdash, setting aside was enough. So we also set aside. Then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was concerned that we set aside it to be a takola, so you don't do it. But lemaisa, you still have to bring a carbon later on. And the next tshuva in Shin Mem Daled in the Avnei Zion 34, okay, he says that that's the lumdus of the pasuk of Lidoroseichem. The prosecutor of the Sechem teaches him a carbon ger is one of that, even out of carbon. Okay, and at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you had to bring a carbon. Echanami, the carbon was Ma'akev. You had to bring the carbon first. What does the Dor Sechem teach us? There's a Hechatim, so we won't be able to bring the carbon. We can still accept the ger. You still have to bring it. He says, I'm a Chokos Yishonim and so on. Okay, now, the Gemara says in Brachas and in many other places, Mem Zaner Bay 35, it's Amr Zerim Yochanan, La'olam Eino Ger Ad Sheyimo V'yitpo. So nowadays, you need two things, Mila and Tvila. Even if a guy had a bris milah already, if he didn't go to the mikveh, he's still a complete goy for all purposes. Goy, you know, you have the expression, goy gomer. You know, sometimes you talk about that guy, it's a goy gomer, you know. What's the difference between a goy and a goy gomer? You know, what's he's a goy gomer. The difference between a goy gomer is a goy gomer is usually Jewish. You talk about a guy, he's a goy gomer, right? The guy's a regular guy. Okay, anyway. So, but that's what it says, until he goes to the mikveh, he's a nochri. And Rashi says in Brochas Memzan Beis, he points that same Gemara in Yavamis on Memvav Beis, Nafka Mivekech Moshe Hadam VaYizok Al Ame Nazobelotila, and so on. So you need both of those things, as we've already discussed.
Okay? Can I raise a theological thing? Can I raise a quick question?
Yes.
For a religion which dissuades Gerim, it seems like the Gemara and all these Rishonim are going through a lot of hoops to make it okay to have Gerim.
Well, I don't know. They make, you know, well, we're not talking about encouraging or discouraging. We're just talking about the process. It's the process.
It seems like they're looking for ways to allow Gerim. I mean, I know a lot of this.
Well, because the Maisa it is allowed. So we just have to know what's the structure, what's the procedure.
Right. Okay.
Now, obviously, the Gemara says in 37, Yevamos Mem Vamanal, women do not need a bris mila. Obviously, it's not Magea. Okay. So what do they do? So the Gemara says on Mem Vav Aleph in Yevamos 37, Shekein Matzina be'imos Shetov Lo V'lo Mila. The women just have Tvila and not Mila. And Rashi explains Imahos here doesn't mean Sar Rivka Rachel and Leah. It means the wives of the Jews at that time of Matan Torah. Right? Rashi in 38, Yevamos Mem Vav Aleph Divas be'imos Nishosam Shetov Lo Before Shekama Dim Lo Tovlo B'Men Nichlus U'Tachas Kafeshkin. That's the Gemara on the next page. Okay, Mem Vav Aleph. Right, Tvila be most minola. What do you mean? Sorahudim Ken by men nichlas utachas kampeshil. What do they do? They can't have a bris mila. Okay, so the carbonus that we had, and I needed a tvila. So if you want to see a summary of everything, you look at the Rambam Hilchos Yisurabia Parakid Gimel. Those are two prokim in Hilchos Yisurabia. You give me a dollar where the Rambam talks about the laws of Geiris. So the end of Hilchos Yisurabia is a Parakid Gimel. Alach Aleph Yisrael Shadvarim Nichlas Yisrael Bris B'Mila Tvila Carbon, and he says Mila Halachwe Haisim Mitzrayim. Like we mentioned, he quotes the. And it's rhyme they didn't do bris mila except for Shevet Levi, like we said before. And Halacha Gimel, Tvila was before Matan Torah, and he quotes a different pasuk. He doesn't quote about Hazor. He quotes a pasuk. Last week said, you're looking at 41, Yisro. Shmos par good, test pasuk good. Wash your garments. Okay, wash your garments means in, not you know, to send it to the dry cleaners. It means in a mikveh. And therefore, same thing is true here. And whenever it speaks about, that's what the Rambam says, when you speak about chibsu simlosam, it's also yourself in a mikveh. So that's what he learns is the source. You look in 42, the Mechilta, in last week's section, Mechilta Bishmal and Yisro, Mesichta de Bechodesh, Parsha Gimel, Bechibsu simlosam, de Minayan, Uminayan, Shaitano Tvila, Harinidan. Right? We learn that when Kibus Begadim, like it says a lot, v'chibes begadav rachas v'sarmaim, they go together. That's what it says over there. Okay, back to the Rambam. So they had tefillah, they had korban from Vayishlachu, Vayishlachu, Snarim, and Yisrael, etc. And then Halacha Daled in 40, v'chein ledoros, k'sheyirtza, ovid kochom, l'ikoneis, l'bris, l'istofev, tachas kamfei hashchina, v'kabalo of Torah, then tzarech milo tefillah, v'hartzos korban, v'im nekeva, and if it's a woman, she said just tefillah and korban, okay? And what is the carbon? He explains what it is. And at the end of Halacha, the Rambam writes, "Bismanazeh, change from carbon, tzarech milo tvilach, shebana v'samikta, shalvi carbon." So there you have a summary of the dinim. One other technical issue, or the one or two other technical issues before getting to, you know, another significant point that the Gemara Krisus, for whatever reason, doesn't bring up. What if you have a man who already was circumcised? You know, sometimes they circumcise non-Jewish children in the hospitals. It used to be dirigu. I think now, is it automatic now? I'm not sure. Okay, but you know, for a long time it was considered to be for health reasons. So many non-Jews, at least in the Western world, many non-Jews were circumcised. You know, when they were little kids, when they came to have a bris mila, can't do a bris mila, can't do it twice. Okay, no foreskin, the guy was a Muslim. Muslims also believe in circumcision, not on day 8, but they have it when they're a little older, but they do it. So what do you do there? So what happens?
Because they're
done. Huh? Oh, so the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis, going over to Kuf Lamed Hamad, 43, the Gemara says, Tanur Banan, Orloso Vada Dochas of Shabbos. I should have quoted the pasuk. It says in Parshas Tazria, in the beginning it says, V'yom HaShmini Yimol Besar Orloso. So Shmini means even on Shabbos, but only Orloso. And one of the things the Gemara learns on the top of Kuf Lamed Hey Manala 43, middle of the second line, the low nolad kishumol dochas a Shabbos. Okay, if a kid, sometimes you have a, forget about a gerim. Sometimes you have a regular kid that's born without a foreskin. Happens, not so common, but it
does. My sister had three.
Really? Okay, there
you have it. All the first three kids she had with no foreskin.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, that's called nol and mol. So you have it. So, you know, there's some great people nol and mol in our tradition of Chazal. But in any event, it does happen. It's not unheard of at all. So that will not be Docha Shabbos. Now, what do you have to do? So Shabbishama Omer Tzorach Latap Metatik Men Adam Bris Ubeisila Omer Eno Tzorach. Mar presents a Machokas Beisham and Beisila. Latatik Dam Bris means to scrape a little bit of blood from that part of the body. Not a lot of blood, just a scratch, tiny scratch from the place where the foreskin would be. It would be that they have to cut off. That's called Hatofas Dam Bris. So the Gemara here says Machokas Beisham and Beisila. Whether you have to do that or not. Okay. However, Beisham says yeah, and Beisila says no. However, the Gemara now modifies that. And again, it's a Shabbos. Guf lamed hamen. Omer Shumi Elazar. Lo nechleku beis Shama beis Hillel. Al nola kishumol shetzarch letav tatif zambris. The Gemara clarifies, no. A child that's born nolad mohol, you have to do a tavis zambris. There's no machlokas. Everybody agrees. But what's a machlokas? And why is that? By the nature, all a kavushahi. With a little baby, we're afraid that there really is foreskin. It's just a baby. It's so tiny. Okay. And the foreskin, it could be just a little bit of foreskin. And it's kind of tucked in. It's not. You know, it's absorbed in, so to speak, so it's not noticeable, and there's still a little bit there. That's what we're worried about. But with an adult, you know, his organs are bigger, okay, and you don't say that. So what's the machlokas? Alman nechleku, al ger shenis gair kishumol. A ger comes to become converted, and when he's already circumcised. That's what is machlokas. Beshama om tzorach latav min adambris, beshama ain tzorach latav min adambris. So that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos there, kuf lamed hey amad aleph. Okay, you have Rashi says Orla, so you have a special drosha and so on. And Beishamai says you need Tavas Dam Bris, so he wouldn't do it on Shabbos. Okay, that's in 44 and 45. Now, by a ger, look in the last Rashi, top of the next page. Al ger, the leka shum sofek Orla could go on Aravi Mahu. Rashi goes, Aravi means a Muslim. A Muslim is already converted. He's already circumcised. He got circumcised when he was 13 years old, whatever. Now he's 25 and wants to convert. So he's already circumcised. So that's what it means. And there's no doubt. It's not like a little baby. The organs are so small. Maybe there's some foreskin there. No foreskin. You can tell there's no foreskin. It's an adult. Okay? Now, that's the Gemara over there in Shabbos. Now, in Yevamos, back in Yevamos, again, a different daf, Ayin Beis and Aleph to Amid Beis says, Moshech v'ger shen izgayr kishomol v'katan shavizman v'shar konu lo yisuyin nam mishay shoshtey orlos enan emolo ela bayom. All these crates, because all these cases, the bris is during the day. A regular bris must be during the day. That's why you've never been to a bris at night. It's always in the morning. If it can't be in the morning, it can be in the afternoon, but it's got to be during the day. But yomash, meaning imo b'tzara loso. So it says in all these cases, also, we have to be done during the day. And I'm sure, well, Shimon says it depends. If it's on time, then it's not, it has to be done in the day, but not if it's a solo bisman. Okay. Anyway, we'll come back to that. So the question is, lemaisa, the implication of that Gemara on Ayin Beis and Aleph is Gershon is Gair Kishomol requires a bris, and it's even done during the day. But wait a minute. I thought we said before, back in Source 43, that's the Machokas Beishama Beisila, and Beisila says, Ain Tzarech Latif Dam Bris. Look at the last line of 43, Kuflam and Ham and Aleph and Shabbos. According to Beisila, a cotton shenol and mol, he needs a Tavas Dam Bris. But the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be it's a Machokas Beishama Beisila by a Ger, who is already circumcised, and Beishamai says you still have to do a Tafas Mavadam Bris, and Beisela says you don't. And yet the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Beis, in Source 46, lumps Gersh and his Gair Kishomol with various other, including cotton and other things, okay, and says you do need it. In fact, you'd even have to do it during the day, like a regular Bris. So which is it? So it's a Machokas in the Sugah, it's a Machokas, Harry Paskin. The Sefer HaLachos Dolph Bahag, it's Simen Ches, Yochus Milo, right, 48. The ger afagav de mahol ba'ar miyusei, even though he already circumcised when he was non-Jewish, tzorach lahatid men adam bris, he still have to do atavos dam bris. Rabbeinu Chananel on that daf in Shabbos kuflam and hembe seems to say 49, no ger shen izgayr kishomol ain lo takono. You don't have to fix anything. That's probably, that doesn't mean ain lo takono, you can never convert to someone. I don't think that's what it means necessarily. And there's a big machlokas in Tosas Shabbos kuflam and hemadav dir masulon nechleko. Okay, he says from this Gemara. The Gemara says there's more of a reason it would seem to do a tofas dam bris by a nolad mole than by a ger. And since we paskin, strictly speaking, a nolad mole doesn't need a tofas dam bris, so ger shnis gair would also not need it. But he said this is in Machlokas. And he says, Nir Lari, they rely on the other Gemara, and Yevamos, and so on. So it's a big machlokas. Machlokas we've shown him. What it require a Tophis Dan Bris by Ger, Shinola, Shuare was circumcised. Okay? One of the Raya's Tosas brings from a Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Vav Mid Beis. Look at this in 51. Horesha Bova Amar Malti Velo Tavalti. Let's say a guy shows up in Bez and says, I had my Bris meal ready. Okay, I just didn't go to the mikvah. I want you to convert me in the mikvah. So he said, okay, do it. What do you got to lose? Matbila so mavakak, the Rabbi Yehuda. We also ain't matbila. We said, you can't. Okay, because maybe you'll need a toughest numbers. Okay, maybe he was a Shema, ain't matbila in 52. Rashi Shema Arabi Mol, a Muslim who was nimble already. So this is a Gemara that seems to indicate that, let me see, one second. This Gemara seems to indicate that, that there is no chiyuv about tovus dambris, okay? No chiyuv about tovus dambris. So a different shita is a machlokas, all right? Also tosus and yevamos, the same as the tosus and Shabbos was kuflam and hevel alaf in 50 and 53. Similar tosus and yevamos mem vav mad beis ilmas to biosi tardi quotes the Bahag that a gerush is gar kishomot tzarich latim and dambris, okay, as opposed to a cotton who doesn't need. I mean, chanan paskins the other way. Okay, anyway, it's a machlokas, a major machlokas, whether it require a tovus dambris or not, by if someone wants to convert, we already had it. We paskin lahalacha. Okay, you look again, the Rosh I printed in 4054, Shabbos per good test him and hey. Okay, the Rosh says, it seems to say you do need it. The Gershon Kishmo lo yitzarach atov lopug, pirishu ta'ata mishum de mistaber, bein begir, bein bekotten, tzvicha atov. That's what he says. The Meiri, there in Shabbos, Kuflam and Ham and Aleph Dumaso Gershon is Geyer. Okay. Discuss the difference between a cotton and an adult. And it also seems to conclude, look at the last line of 55. When we call Mokom Rov Gaonim Askim Shatzar HaTofa. He does need HaTofa's numbers. That's how the Rambam Paskins, Hilchus Mila, Parakalav Alach Zayin, 56. Gershon Nichlas to Kal Yisrael, Chayav Mila Tchila. Imal Kashakum Tzar Chalatim and Adambris, Beomshin is Geyer. Okay. You do need it. Lagos Maimonis in Oz Gimel there on Parak Aleph Hilchos Alach Hazayin says the chain pasuk others say like that and he quotes the riff and he quotes different people who argue later on in his Hilchos Rabbi Parak Yudal Alach Hey 58 the Ram writes v'im haya mol matifa me dambris you need a tovus dambris okay and you wait till he gets healthy and then you do tefila okay and fine. And that touched on something else. Sounds like the Mila's got to be before the Tvila. So we'll come back to that point in a second. That's what it goes minus, writes in Osalaf there in Parak Yudalev, because it would be a, okay, he says that the Kenkos Otosha Mila Kodama Tvila. It's got to be in that order. Okay, we'll see about that. Like the Gemara says, we started with increases. The three things were necessary, Mila, Tvila, and Carbon. Sounds like it has to be in that order. Now, the fact is that for an adult who undergoes a circumcision, to take him right away to the mikveh, it could be a danger. So the Gemara says on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis in Yevamos Kibel, if we're accepting his ger, malano sumiyad, why should you do a bris milah right away? My time, shihui mitzvah lo mashim, don't delay a mitzvah. And then you got to wait till he heals. And he's rapi, once he's healed, then matbil no sumiyad, you bring him to the mikveh. This rapi, why? My time, shun demaya, maya zumaka. Water, it was assumed in those days, the water was bad for the wound. Remember, for an adult, even for a baby, but a baby doesn't feel it for so long, but it's a surgical procedure. You're cutting something off the body, right? It's not a double pressure. Okay. Anyway, Tosus points out in 62, which we were talking about before, Tosus Mem Zayin Amid Beis and Yevamos Dumas Chalat Bilin says, Mashma Shamila Kodem Tvila. Mila has to come before the Tvila. Kedamar Ein Ger, Shiyomo Vietpol seems to be in that order. However, the Kedusha Ramban in Yevamos Mem Zayin Amid Beis says he doesn't understand what do you have to worry about the guy healing for? Just do the tefillah before the milah, and then you can do it all right away. We can't do it if you have to wait for him to heal. So to do the milah, you got to wait for him to heal and then do the tefillah. Just do the tefillah first, okay? So he writes, and the Ramban does the Shema Mitzvah Lomel. Maybe the Mitzvah is Lomel first, then a Chakach Vietpol, okay? Or he gives a different thing. Maybe we want him to do the milah first because what gives, what's more of a sign of your commitment to this process? If you're a man, undergoing circumcision as an adult, we're going to a pool of water. Well, we know what's a greater commitment. Maybe that's why I do it first. But then the Ramban writes at the end, Umiyo im tova v'chakach mo, you did it the reverse order, hare zeger, the lo shna milo, tefila lo shna tefila milo, the order doesn't matter. So says the Ramban. The order doesn't make a difference. Okay? And Uke Yosef, his comment on the Rif in Yavam is Tessam and Aleph, the page of the Rif, 64. He says, why do we delay and so on and so forth? The Shomot Yeshua, Orel ain't Tefillah Moelis. When you're in Orel, you can't do Tefillah. Because what is it like called Tovel Vesheretz Bihado? You're going to go into the mikvah and you still have the foreskin. That's what he said. The order does make a difference. Again, that seems to be a significant machlokas. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Reish Samech Ches of Yoredei, that's Hilchos Geiris, Hilchos Geirim. Look at Sifal of Geir Shenichnas Lekahal Yisrael Chayav Mila Trila. Imal Kishavar Kachovim. And if you had a Mila or Shinol Mal, then Tzorch Lahatim Adam Bris, that's how he Paskin. And there's no Brocha and so on. Vimnichras Hagid. But if the whole organ was off, you know, the person, you know, had an odd organ, then Emil Osama Kevis Yon Dina Mila. Okay? And it's for Tovel Kodem Shemol Moel with the Evid Havetzvila. And he also paskins that if you did the Tvila first, it's with the Evid, it's good, but the Ramah adds Viesh Omrim, the Lo Havetzvila. So that's a machlokas, you know, where the order makes a difference. Anyway, we talked all about these different procedural matters, but there's one thing that seems not to come up, surprisingly enough, in the Gemara there in Tkwisas, when it speaks about modeling future Geiris after Mamad Har Sinai. Well, one thing is, well, what happened to Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? What happened to the fact that the Ger has to accept the mitzvahs? How did the Gemara not speak about that? The Gemara proves that Mila and Tvila, you know, Mila, we learn it out from Kimolim Hayu when they came out of Mitzrayim, or the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Damayach Tu Dam, Pesach, Dam Mila, and there was a carbon because the Pasuk in our Sedra says it was a carbon, and it was Tvila because you can't have Tvila without a can of sprinkling, which there was, without Tvila, with Rambam's way, it's because they had to wash their garments, that included washing themselves in the mikvah. But where's Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Very strange.
Okay,
How can he
be mikabel yadut if he doesn't understand? Obviously, he learned before.
Okay,
and so Yitro. Yitro, he says, Hatayadati.
Hatayadati, right. So right. Let's see. So a number of different approaches or things to bear in mind. Yeah, I quoted the Pesukim from Megillas Rus. Right, you know Rus, right? Parakal Megillas Rus, but Toma Rus Al Tiv could be. But the Gemara is going to break up every one of those phrases. So look, and you can see the psukim there in Rus Parakal Psukim Tezayin Yudzayin Yurches. The Gemara in Yavamas Mamzan Alav, go over to Mamzan base, analyze that whole pasuk at length. But first, it says as follows: 67 Tan Rabbanan Ger Shaboli Skarbis Manazeh Omelo My Raisa Shaboli. What do you want to convert for? Don't you know that the Jews are typically a persecuted people? The downtrodden and so on and so forth. Well, and they have troubles and travails in this world. What do they need it for? Im Amar Yodan Ivani Kedai. I say, yeah, but I don't care. All right, you take him. And we'll look at the second line of 67. Umodir oso mitzas mitzas kalas o mitzas mitzas kamurus. You make him aware of not every mitzah, tayag mitzah with all the halachas. Got to make him aware of some of the basic mitzas, kalas mitzas kamurus. And among them, Modin also Avon Leket Shikho Pei Ma'aseh Sheni. You know, if you don't leave over for the poor, that you tell him about, because that affects his pocketbook. Okay, so you know, you gotta know it's gonna cost money to be Jewish. I don't know if you have to tell him right away about yeshiva tuition, but tell him there are stock expenses. All right, there are stock expenses. Right, that's what it means over there. Okay, Umodin also Own Shun Shal Mitzvah. Tell him the punishment. You tell him, listen, now. You read the sign. Now, if you eat chalev, nothing happens to you. If you violate Shabbos, nothing happens to you. You convert, you bring on the death penalty, right? You know, so why do you want all this, right? And ukeshem shemodino, so own such a mitzvah. But of course, you don't only tell them the bad news. Kach modino, so matan tzchari, tell them the good news, the ultimate reward that we have in Olam Haba, and so on. Okay, now, you don't make it too much, and you don't ask too many questions. And once he accepts it, you rush him to do the bris milah right away. Okay, once he's healing, he does the tefillah. It says over here there have to be two Tamil Chachamim there. And again, Umodino, some mitzvahs, mitzvahs, kalos, mitzvahs, mitzvahs, chamurus. And Tov of all, he comes out of the mikvah. Now he's a Jew, and always. And with a woman, he's going to do, with a woman, what do they do? Okay, with a woman, you can't have the rebezin standing when she goes in the mikvah. It's a theist issue. So we set it up in our mikvah. I've been many times. You don't see anything but the lady's head. Okay, she's wearing a robe, and we have a board in front of where they go down to the mikvah. You can't see anything. Okay, but you watch a few steps back. Just see their head goes under the water and she loosens the towel a little bit. Okay. Now, anyway, and then they darshan all those Pesukim Megillas Rus, right? It says, you're not allowed to walk this and this distance on Shabbos, even if you're not carrying Tum Shabbos. Yeah, Basher Telchi Elech, I'll go wherever you go. Okay. And it says that, you're not allowed to sleep with a man and so on and so forth. Yichud, Mashiach telling you, I'll sleep with you sleep. There are many, many verses. Amei Chami, right? You're not allowed to believe in other gods. You can read that whole Gemara over there. I have the Rashi's also save all the time. But what's interesting is, listen carefully, there seem to be two things about mitzvahs. There seems to be, you tell them about mitzvahs in advance, like you were saying before, you know, they have to have studied something to know. But then at the time of the conversion, again, you have to go over some of the basic mitzvahs. The moment of the conversion. We do that right when the person's actually in the water, actually. The person's standing in the water ready. Okay? Now, look at the Ritva, Yevamos Mem Zayin on Aleph 70. Umodin oso kalos uchamurus. Usvara derabos ezal shim lo odiu eino ma'akev. If you never told him, it's not ma'akev. That's what he says, not ma'akev. Very interesting. And he quotes a sugya in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Kol Gadol, seventh paragraph of Shabbos, Samo Zayin Amud Beis, 71, says that if a person forgot about Shabbos, not forgot, actually never learned. Okay, Rashi writes in 72, Ashochech Ikar Shabbos, Kesover Ein Shabbos Vatari. Never heard of that Shabbos. He doesn't know about it. Okay? So each week now, he plants and he cooks. He only has to bring one carbon chatas, who's all based on one mistake. That's what's going on there in the parak Kol Gadol. Okay? So then the Gemara asks, wait a minute, the guy never heard of Shabbos? Who never heard of Shabbos? So 73, Sam Chesman Alvin Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Chavayo, Mastisim B'tinok Shanishba L'ben Anochim. That's when the Jewish kid was taken away, kidnapped, like we had stories of the Holocaust. Right? The Jewish kids were taken away, they were saved, their lives were saved by Christians, but they were raised as Christians. Never heard anything about Judaism.
Half of New York.
What?
Half of New York. We don't have to go to the Holocaust.
Yeah, right. That Tinoch Shenishma for different reasons. But here was that, a literal Tinoch Shenishma, or like they had in the Russian armies, the so-called Dichaptikinder. Yeah. There's a draft kids in from the, they're 5 years old, they'll take them away.
Many Jews in the South and the Midwest also.
Yeah. So no, that's a figurative Tinoch Shenishma. But anyway, but the other interesting, more thing for us is Ger Shenish Gala Ben Rachman, a guy converted. Okay? So wait a minute, then that 1 second, he converted. But didn't he learn anything about Shabbos? How could it be? Okay, the answer is, no, you see that if he didn't learn about it, it still doesn't hold up the Geirus. There are Ritva, writes in Shabbos, Samaches, and Al-Manatsu, again, 75, Rabbi Shmuel, Dura, Torah, and so on. He says, Pir Shekiba, Abivnei Shoshun, his guy with name, El Shaloch, Hodiyo, Mitzvah, Shabbos. Right? No one mitzvah, they told about other mitzvah, they didn't have to mention Shabbos. Now, obviously, today, Shabbos is one of the first things you mentioned. But let's say he didn't. You know, it would still be a valid conversion. Okay, that's the case over there. But again, the idea of letting him know, so that's a question. The Mukios we saw before, I printed this part here again, on Tesan and Ralph on the page of the Rib, says, it's not Ma'akev. So it's a little bit difficult. It's not Ma'akev. How could it be? Okay. They don't have to know anything about the mitzvahs and so on. The Tosfos Yeshanim, Yevamos Mem Hamid Beis, Os Beis, Tzorach Lomar the Hachi Mari Kishikibla Kvara Mitzvah, the Yom Mitzvahs Kazak Amurus, Yilachi Lo Saga B'Tfilas Nidus. Okay, again, they had to know something, but he didn't know about Shabbos. But how do we know that this is part of the process? So again, the Tosfos and others say that the Tfila, is considered a mishpat. We'll come back to that in a second. A mishpat is only during the day, and mishpat requires a business. So hold that thought for a moment. I'll show you something in the Ramban. Kedush Ramban, Yevamos Mem Hey Amabei, Zim Lasso Milo Tovla. Ef Shalomar, the Kabe Kabbalas Mitzvah Sark Shosha, Filo B'Dievin, the mishpat Ksivbe. Okay, you have to have three, a bezin of three that were present. Okay, now that's a whole all further question. Do the present have to be present when they go to the mikveh, as the Bismillah, but certainly in terms of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, you need a Bezin present. Now, how do we know what might be a proof that even if you didn't accept all the mitzvahs, you could still become a Ger? Well, that's the Gemara Ksubas, Yud Aleph and Aleph in 81, Amar Huna called Cotton, Ger Cotton, Matpilah Sol Das Bezin. Even a minor can be converted, right? So then it's obviously your acceptance or your knowledge is less important, okay? Yeah. All right, let's go now to the Rambam. Very good, Gimel Halachah Zayin 84. Rambam Paskins. Okay, Ger Shelo Bar Koachav Shelo Yidu Hamitzvos Onshan Umal V'Tova Bifnei Gimel Had Yotos Harei Zeh Ger Counts. Yeah. Let's find the right. Yeah. The Rambam writes, just a moment, I lost my place here. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. So that's on Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. He said that the Geirus counts even if lo hadu mitzvahs ba'onshon. And in greater detail, Perek Yud Dalid of Hilchos Urbiyah, the Rambam writes, and I'm not going to go through all of it now to save a few moments, but he says you should merodion also ikra hadas yichar Hashem, belief in Hashem, and you tell him all the things that the important things of the Torah, and you tell him the punishment for some mitzvahs, the reward for the mitzvahs, and so on, and to tell him about Olam HaBa a little bit. Okay. And we pass in Halacha Vav with the Rambam there, 85, Shlosh to Omnim HaGavah, three people have to be there. And again, they tell him mitzvahs, kalos, v'chamuros at the time of the conversion. It could be, because now we have to ask ourselves the question and say, one second. If you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so, you know, what exactly is the Geirus on? So that's what we're saying. Clearly, there had to be some form of Kabbalah's mitzvahs that they learned and he's accepting. But in terms of the technical point, of mentioning at the time of the Geirus, that's what the machlok is about. That's the machlok. That's a summary. Yeah.
Clearly, this requirement is not on the same level as the requirement of Hotzaz Dam and Karbon.
Right. That's an interesting point. Okay. What's that?
Because most Rishonim here are saying that it's not Likuba. I mean.
Yeah, right. But clearly, but. So that's you're right. That's a problem. That's what it looks like, and it's a real problem because it's not Likuva. So and that's also again it's preferable. It's part, you're supposed to do it. That's the Magen Mishnah writes there in Perek Gadol Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Urbiyah. Magen Mishnah says you try. So whatever pasha she came and she lahem halem he ikra das amuni. You have to tell him so he knows what he's doing. And this is a Shulchan Aruch again. Sim Reish Hamaches Sim Beis. Okay, we're basically the same like the Rambam. But the problem is, is it not such an important piece or as technically important like you're saying? Can that be true? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible you don't need, to be informed about the mitzvahs and so on? So some explain that no, the chilek is modian also that you have to notify him. At the time of the conversion, that there's mikdash, that you don't absolutely have to do. But of course, he has to learn things. Okay, otherwise, what's he converting to? So the tshuva is Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Breish, okay, in Switzerland, Rav Breish, okay. It's in Chelik Aleph, Chelik Yerodei in this arrangement, Simon Kuf Nun, it's Aleph, he says, Yim Kain, Ba'ofen Hazeh Dover Pashat, okay. Basic Kabbalah mitzvahs. That's absolutely ma'akev. What's not ma'akev, that's talking about the technical point of telling at the time of the conversion. But Kabbalah mitzvahs, of course you have to have Kabbalah mitzvahs. And again, in Osei, has to be that way. Okay? I don't think that the Rambam says, well, if you didn't do it, shalom hodiyo mitzvah. That's hodiyo hamitzvahs. She ain't hodas hamitzvahs ma'akim b'diavad. But that he has to know mitzvahs? Of course he does. Moshe finds him also. Moshe writes, Igus Moshe. Yerodei chelik alef simen kuf nun zayin. Okay? He says that, second paragraph, Mashin Sapa, quotes also, in ger shalom kabakim al mitzvahs, the next of ger, pashur ubar she'en uger klal, up in the evid. And v'chein hor abimori, my father, passed this way also, in Strabin, in Russia there. So for sure, the Minchas Yitzchak, Neidach Redis Yerushalayim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf, Chaf Aleph. He says, he spells out clearly in Os Aleph, Kamashan Gela, Kabbalah Samitzos is three things. L'chadchila Tzvichim Hodah Samitzos Bifratan. One thing you need is the basic informing of the mitzvahs. Two, with the Eved Mahani Af Kabbalah Samitzos Chol, if he accepts mitzvahs in general. Okay? And three, he must, if he says, I'm not going to accept a mitzvah, hey, that's a different problem. But again, clearly there has to be a Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. And the Rav Sternberg writes, and we'll finish up now, Chuvas on Hagas, Chelek Beis, Simon Tov, Kuf, Tes, Bob, 91, together Kabbalah's mitzvah, Nesh, Medina, Tzar, Kamal, Matan, Torah, could go back full circle. What is everything from a Ger modeled after? Modeled after the Geras of Arsina. So we talked about Mila and Tvila and Karban. Well, part of Matan Torah was Nasa Nishma, these same psukim. Okay, back in source one. So obviously, that's part of the process also. And lastly, what role does a Bezdin play? Why do you need a Bezdin? Maybe it's just two witnesses. Why do you need a Bezdin? But you hear what the Sternberg's point is. The whole thing is modeled after Har Sinai. So Har Sinai was Kabbalah Samitzah, so that's also. So it's not any less, at the end of the day, Rucham is not any less important. It's absolutely Ma'akev. What they're talking about, those who show them, is being Modiahim at the time. That's how you have to learn. Now, what about the Bezdin? So there is a Pasuk in Parashat Shlach, and we'll finish our Perek Tes of Pasuk Design. We saw the Pasuk earlier. Torah Achas, Mishpat Echem, Velager, Magar Echem, Mishpat. So the Gemara says in Yevamos Parvamon Beis 93, Amar Chia, Bar Abba Amri Yochan, Ger Tzar Gimel Mishpat Ksivbe. Okay, in that pasuk, Rashi says Mishpat Echad Yelchem. So Ger is a form of Mishpat. Okay, now what kind of Mishpat? Mishpat means a judgment, right? You need a Bezdin, all right? Now Tosus in Kiddushin, Samach Beis and Beis also implies for sure you need Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, and that for sure has to be done in the presence of Bezdin. He just discusses, you know, does it have to be a Bezdin for the other parts also? It's not our issue. Just wanted to show you that he says Kabbalah's mitzvahs requires three people. And the Rambam also passes Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav, Vilchus Rabbiyah 96. Rambam passes Ger Shemov, Lotov, Lotov, Lamal, Eno Ger Shemov, Yitbo. Okay? And you need to do that also. He passes in the presence of three. Same thing on the Shulchan Aruch. Sim Reish Samaches, Siv Gimel 97. Kol Inyana Hager, Bein Lahodia Mitzvahs, Lekabal, and Bein Amilot. Everything has to be in front of a Bezdin of three. But where does that come from? Where does that come from? Okay, so the Shach writes B'di'evet, Sifkotin Tess, Mila and Tefillah doesn't need three, but Kabbalah Samitzis does. Where does that come from? So here, Rav Shechter in the Sefer Mikveh Hatzon suggests the following. He's quoting a Bishul Kutna. Okay, I'm sorry, not in Mikveh Hatzon, but in the Sefer Ginas Egos. He says, you had something at Har Sinai. You had a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you had the Shechina. Right? In other words, who shepherded, so to speak, the Geirus? Right? The Bezo did what they did, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the other party, right? A bris is by definition a bilateral arrangement. There's two parties. So there's a bris here between Klal Yisrael on one side, and they do all the things that they do, and there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the other side. All right? So if every Geirus has to be modeled after Har Sinai, so then one second, so then, you know, has to be modeled after Sinai. We shouldn't do any Geirus because where's the Shechina? Right? They need to have the screen. The other party has to be present. It says of Shekhli, quoting the Shul of Kutna, is a base Halevi that I printed in 99, the last source. Parak Yud Zayin, a Parash Lechacho, Brace Parak Yud Zayin. It says, Kol Krisas Bris, Tarksu Shnei Atzodim Yachad, two sides. I mean, this guy, if that's what God converted by himself, that's no Krisas Bris. That's why you need a Bezdin of three. Because the Bezdin of three, they're not Paskin, they're not rule. It's not a Bezdin making a halachic decision. There's no dispute. There's not a resolving a halachic problem or Paskin a Shalom. The Bezdin is there, in fact, in effect, to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he's present at the Geiris. That's the job of the Bezdin. Okay, that's why we need to have a Bezdin there. So we've seen that all of the aspects of a Bris Mila, okay, all of the aspects of a Bris Mila are derived, are learned from the events of Mamre Har Sinai, and every aspect, and therefore that's why we can still do Brisin today. And why we can still do conversion today. And we model after the events of Har Sinai. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Oh.